Good evening, Patriots. Tonight is Sunday, the 21st of November, and we've had a pretty dramatic incident happen in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which we're going to get into a bit tonight. Before we begin, just a quick mention of MyPillow, mypillow.com/bards. Again, that's mypillow.com/bards, B-A-R-D-S. Bards is your promo code. You can use your promo code anywhere on the site of MyPillow. The landing page, mypillow.com/bards, is a great starting point. It's got some of the latest deals right there. And then from there, you can go through the entire site of MyPillow, My Store, and frankspeech.com. Use the same promo code, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, for all your great savings on great products from a company that you know that every single one of your dollars spent there will also go to support liberty in one way or another. So again, mypillow.com/bards. There's a great sales going on right now with pillows and sheets. 2-for-1 Giza sheets, pillows 75% off, slippers 50% off. Use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Also, Expedition, X-P-E-D, expeditioncoffee.com, which is truly the coffee built for today's warrior. It is a powerful coffee designed specifically to keep your focus throughout the day, that mental clarity and that punch you need in the morning to get your day started. Sustains you for the entire day without the ups and downs that caffeine normally gives. And this is a coffee that also at the same time helps to boost your immune system. It sounds too good to be true, but it works. I've been using it now for almost 6 months. It's a fantastic product. And while you're there at Expedition Coffee, X-P-E-D, expeditioncoffee.com, you'll see also other great health products, which is a complete set to deal with this sort of COVID environment and whatever else they throw at us, which includes the Gut Health Triad to heal and seal your gut, Immune XP, which is an immuno-boosting additive or supplement, which is just an incredible product, and Pure 47, which is the highest, most refined nano-silver extract on the market, and the new product, Earth, which is a natural supplement that comes in a shake form to give your body that extra boost. All these are designed to boost your immune system, give you a full-body health approach, and at the same time be able to deal with infection as things arise. So again, expeditioncoffee.com, X-P-E-D. Head on over there and check those out. So tonight, before we begin, I just want to have a prayer this evening for the Waukesha, Wisconsin families that have now are dealing with a pretty dramatic event. If you haven't heard the news, which I would hope everybody has, but not everybody's necessarily been paying attention to news on Sunday, which isn't a bad thing. There was a Christmas, I guess, Thanksgiving holiday parade going on. And a driver came in racing at high speed, intentional. This was a what we're calling now, I guess, is best to refer to as a domestic terrorist attack. And drove through from the back. So they came from the blind side. So they came from the back and drove through a whole crowd of march people participating in the event. So there was an elderly group, there was a dancer group, and there was young kids. And there was over 20 taken to the hospital. I'm trying to see what the latest numbers are here. Let's see. 20 injured, several dead. And it was just atrocious. The footage on it is really brutal. So anyway, let's do a quick prayer for them. Heavenly Father, we call upon you this evening to help the families in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just to get through this evening, to heal and to give the strength of the blood of Christ, to give them that strength to walk in this time of loss and tragedy as we see yet again another heinous act of evil. Lord, in these times as we're dealing with so much constant barrage of evil and pain, we just ask constantly and pray constantly for the reaching and touching of Christ to feel that glory in which you can give, that healing which you can give, and that strength which only you can provide, to remind us that we are not of this world. And because of that, these things that we endure are all the things that you need us to endure for the reasons that you know, and to take us in the end, to take us to another place. Let us remember Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. May you bless these families and bless the souls who were sacrificed today. Amen. So, Adrius, I just want to point out that what we're dealing with here is not localized. And it's important that even in the midst of these pain and this frustration that we dig and ask questions. To highlight this point is a tweet that was put out by abcnews.go.com. So that was a Wire story. And it the tweet reads, well, it was a post. It was copied and put as a tweet. I apologize. I'm saying this wrong. This was a post that they put up. And the post was from the Associated Press. And it says, Waukesha, Wisconsin mayor confirms multiple people. Waukesha, Wisconsin mayor confirms multiple people injured with SUV drove through a barricade in the city's Christmas parade, by the Associated Press, dated November 22nd, which is tomorrow, 12:22 a.m. Now, I don't know where this is coming from, but when we start to run the clock backwards somewhere, it tends to point in the direction of Central Asia and Asia. So I don't know what that's about, but it's an anomaly to pay attention to, because we're dealing with time shifts and time zones, obviously. I think the first conclusion is that they were trying to show that this was a forecasted tweet, like it was predicting the future. It has more to do with where its origins are. But nonetheless, it's important that you don't miss details right now. There's a lot of anomalies that are happening, a lot of things to pay attention to. And in the midst of these dramatic events, what the last thing they want you to do is pay attention to details. And don't lose track of what other things are going on simultaneously, okay? Ghislaine, whatever her name is, Maxwell. The Maxwell trial's ongoing. There was some big issues going on there today. Not surprising. We've had the reports from Duncan on the border where things are just not looking like the media is telling you. Remember, we're seeing things right now more clearly as we start to look, because the media wants you to look through one particular lens. And they have people captured, and it doesn't matter where it's coming from. Is it simple? I mean, just unrelated to this event here, but Jerry Nadler popped up in the news the other day about the Kyle case, saying that he wanted to have an investigation, Congress or somebody to investigate it. I've not heard Jerry Nadler speak for over a year. He didn't speak then. It was an article and a picture of that fat little penguin-looking troll, pedophile. I don't know where he was. I don't know when it was taken. And these are details you have to start asking. There's a lot of strange things happening out here right now. Pay attention to details, and I really mean that. We don't do ourselves any service when we just... These events that are very dramatic usually have other things going on around them, so pay attention to that. It's no different than throwing a grenade in the middle of the room, and everybody focuses on the explosion of the grenade and misses the fact that the main event was one house over where they stole the safe that had the special documents that they needed, something like that. So pay attention to diversion and distractions, because this is a war that we're in. There's legitimately things happening. There's people that are dying, and there's a lot of questions that remain out there. Don't lose track of the questions, and just because it's tiring, don't let yourself drift into that place and say, oh, I'm tired. I'll just accept the narrative the way it is. That's when you start to fall to the trap. Lucifer's trap is his snare is immense. You know, and it is all about deception. I mean, I've had already a discussion with somebody this evening, and we don't agree on this position, but it doesn't matter. It's still the point that the question needs to be asked. In Kyle's interview with Tucker Carlson, he comes out and says he supports BLM. All right, there's a lot of things about Rittenhouse right now that I just have a lot of questions about, and I'm going to have a lot of questions about, because, yes, he's a young kid. Yes, he had a big victory. But I also know that the entourage around him is coaching him extremely well. So I don't know what that's about. And I'm not taking anything away from the victory, but I'm not going to stop asking questions. Okay? There's just weirdness about stuff. And it's important that we constantly are asking questions about what this is that we're witnessing. The one thing we do know is these events, we've come to a place where we're accepting these events to be real and tangible. And that's fine. But there's been a long history of these events being false flags and events that have been, and we've known that there was a false flag coming, by the way. So I don't know if, I'm not taking anything away from this Waukesha event today. I mean, these are, people are getting run over. But when I say, like, when I refer to a false flag, I'm not saying people aren't getting injured. What I'm saying is it's this event, they want it to become the center event while the real event they're trying to have you look, they know you would look at, they don't want you paying attention to. So this is, there's these diversions happening, and they're going to do some things pretty crazy. We're getting to the core of what this evil is, step by step. I mean, the question to ask yourself, one of the questions of many to ask yourself is, who are the 13 families? We know through an advanced algorithm that was done the analysis that we've seen these millions of corporations ultimately neck down to 300 corporations, which neck down to a fewer amount, and then ultimately neck down to 13 families. Who are those families? And it's a big question to ask. And it's part of the knowledge research that we do that should, you're trying to pursue truth, okay? The question I've asked before, which is an extremely important question, and I know the minute I say this, some idiot's going to start saying, well, it's the Galactic Federation, it's going to be aliens, and this is not where I'm going with this. But what I'm going to be very clear about is that when you start to look at the bloodlines of this that are there, then research is done. You have to start asking yourself what the profile of those people are that can sustain an operation over thousands of years. Because that's not in a normal way, and I've said this before, when we start to look at the Luciferian Order, the Luciferian Order thinks very differently than we do. They are hunters. They are hunters. And they despise humanity. And right now, they have been putting in a massive snare of a trap, and they're doing like a good hunter does. If you have hunted, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's times that you pursue the prey, and you stalk the prey. And there's other times that you sit back and let the prey come to you. Sometimes you put out bait for the prey if it's legal, but I'm just saying you put out bait for the prey. The hunting that they do like down in South Georgia, I've never done until I was down there, and they do, they'll put out corn feeders and have the prey come to, and I'm like, that's not even hunting. That's like zoo time. Up in Oregon, we stalk the prey because we're not allowed to do those sort of tree stands and set with, we can do tree stands, but we can't put out bait for prey. So you do a lot of stalking, but you also have to do a lot of waiting, and then you have to do, you can use scents, you can draw the prey in, right? This is important to understand because this is a lot of what's happening around us with this injection piece. But it's happening in other places. And the one thing about the elites is they're constantly looking at how to hunt. And right now what's interesting is, and here's a simple example. Have you ever traveled overseas and you've tried to plug something into the wall, and if you haven't brought an adapter, you're not going to plug anything in? Because all these countries have different plugins. There's probably, if you've traveled through Europe and traveled in the Orient, you know that they're literally, you carry about 8 different plug-in adapters. Okay. So isn't it incredible that you can't get anybody to agree on what the plug-in is on an appliance in a global economy, but every single country can suddenly agree on tyranny and forcing everybody to get a shot and do it all at once at the same time. This is the prey. This is the hunt. So we are being hunted right now. And we have to get that in our set. So when you look at events that are happening around you, you have to really grasp the fact that we are the prey. They are hunting. And that should fuel you up because, in that sense, that's pure evil. It doesn't want to sit down and have tea with you. It's not going to back up and give you latitude. It's not going to give you a grace. If you seem to feel that the fight is waning, it's like, oh, good, they're starting to lose. Think again, because these people will never in their mindset think they're going to lose. These people think they can defeat God, if that gives you an idea. We know that's not true, but my point is they believe it. I always say this, whatever your paradigm is you're living in, whatever you believe, I respect that. But don't lose sight of how the enemy thinks, because when you start to lose sight of how the enemy thinks, you lose the game. You have to think like the enemy. You have to understand how they see things. You have to spend time thinking through some things of how they would operate. So if I was the enemy right now, I'd be laughing my butt off at them, at humanity, at how stupid they were. And this is how I would be seeing it. First, I would take that single party, and knowing that they people believed it was two parties, or Democrat and Republican, and I would use one party, as they have already, to go aggressive against the people. We're going to mandate shots. We're going to mandate everything. And then I'd take this other party and I'd play good cop. And I'd be like, whoa, I wouldn't mandate. That's not good. That's not good. Let's not do mandates. But the one constant I wouldn't change would be the injection. It would still be on the table. So as we're having this debate between should we have a mandate or not have a mandate, I'd continue to push the threat with my third angle of attack, which would be the media, the fear porn of look at what's happening. People are dying. And I would continue to take a large portion of humanity to get them to agree to the shot, to get them to continue to agree to masks. And I would break them down to where they would, no matter how hard they tried, they would ultimately disagree that, yeah, I just need to get these boosters and get done with it. Who cares? So that group of people you've successfully snared. The other group of people and the ones that are resisting, you want to quiet down a bit, because the louder they get, the people that you've already trapped are going to start to look around and go, what are they yelling about? So the way you quiet them down is to change the narrative. It's like, all right. We're not going to mandate vaxes. And you start to see people back off. So those tremors, they start to yield a, we're winning from the other side. The prey starts to think it's winning. It's not. It's just falling deeper into the trap, because there's a whole chunk of them now that let their guard down. And all you have to do is throw another crisis in on it. And then they're going to be like, oh, man. But this time it won't be COVID. It'll be something else. You're going to get another shot. It's the same crap that goes in the body, but it's called something else. Put another label on it, whatever. Same products, same technologies go in them. And little by little, you just keep ebbing and flowing because the emotions of up and down, and you wear people down. And that group that has stood stalwart is slowly looking, you make them look crazier and crazier. You isolate them. You start to, you know, well, okay, I'll they can have their way. Just don't touch them. Don't worry about them. Stay away from them. And little by little, over a span of 10 years, 20 years, as people die off, and that crazy group over here that's been screaming about the death of the vax, yeah, some of them have peeled off. You've shut them out of the media. You kind of isolate them. They're a smaller group. Their voice is diminished. And eventually they die off too by age. This is the game. And if you're going to play on the board with the elite and think you're going to change the game of the board of the elite, the board that they totally own, you're foolish. These are master hunters. Master hunters. So if you've ever worked with somebody who's a really amazing hunter of deer, this is what I'm talking about. I had the opportunity of hunting with probably one of the best hunters I've ever been around hunting deer one season. And I'd never seen anybody that way. He could get into the head of the way animals moved. And it was incredible to watch, because he could literally say, stand here. And he would go up and move around, and he would flush the animals down right to where you were. It was incredible. That is what we're dealing with here. And unfortunately, people are still trying to hang on to the old ways. And they're trying to hang on to this old way of life. And it's the parallel in the metaphor is Locke's wife. It's like, don't look back. Well, I want to look back, because, and boom, you're a pillar of salt. I mean, in that metaphor, you're staying there. You're not going to get out. The whole place that we are at right now requires us to look forward in one direction, in God we trust, and trust in a way we don't even normally do. It is a complete paradigm shift, 100% trust in God. It's like this fight that people are having right now with this, again, I go back to the unvaxxed, the vax mandates. this fight that's going on right now about I don't want the mandates is not about a fight for God and his children. It's about a fight for me and my salary. It's the self part of the fight that's engaged. We're not hearing a unified stand of people saying, this is the Lord's fight. This is a spiritual war. We are not going to comply. We are walking with the Lord. This is the Lord's victory. We don't hear that. We hear, I don't want this. I don't want this because I don't want to have to take it, because I don't want to have to have my sacrifice my job because you're telling me to take something I don't want to take anymore. Some people have already taken one. You know, there is such a difference in the way that we have to position ourselves. And it is a wonderful place to be when you can put your eyes on God and trust in God in that way and not let this other nonsense come out here. I mean, one of the biggest, it's coming. Okay. If I'm wrong, I'll be surprised on this one. They're setting up the UFO narrative beautifully. It's coming at us. And a lot of the UFO narrative is a lot of the stories that you're hearing that come out of quote testimonies of people that have been quote abducted. Most of that's MK Ultra products. Most of that is the programming that's gone in these MK Ultra test subjects so that then they become the voice of something that doesn't exist. A great portion of that narrative is technologies that are suppressed that they don't want you to know about. But they use it in a way to keep this elusive, like, ooh, there's gods from the sky coming in. We're dealing with a lot of that right now. Don't at all be surprised if you see NASA. Okay, let me back up a minute. Let's roll back to Iraq 1. There is a lab up in the East Coast that developed this technology. I happened to work there for a while. This technology was a subcranial projection of a voice and sound from a distance. It's very important to understand that. Meaning from a long distance, they could project a voice into your head. And that voice in your head that they would project was a voice that they could put any voice they want in your head. They used that in Iraq 1. And what did they do? They did, for almost 6 months, they did the drills on how to trench fight the Iraqis. And every single time they came out with this point that the Iraqis, no matter how much they trained, they would end up, in a place where they were losing 70% of our soldiers in a trench fight. So they drew this out over about 8 months, 10 months. And then as they wore down the troop, the Iraqis were being worn down from poor supply chains and things like that. They then blasted the entire trenches across all that frontier with a projected sound in the Iraqis' head that said it was Allah. And Allah told them to go home to their families. If you will go back and study that war, you will find that whole groups of Iraqis left the trenches and started walking home and gave themselves up to the American troops. This is the technologies you are going to be exposed to. It all falls under Project Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam is the project that NASA developed to be able to project visual 3D images in the sky. And you're going to see this used against you if they have any choice in it. I'm saying that they probably are planning it. I could be wrong, meaning it won't manifest. But this is what you have to understand is when you start to look at things and you start to believe them and you have no anchor in your faith and you have no way of turning back to your faith, you're going to be captured by the false narrative. I would not at all be surprised if they try to show you a projection because they've been building up this narrative of revelation. They have been orchestrating it. This is not God's hand. This is all instrumentally following a textbook that the Jesuits and the others are in play right now, following the textbook and what so many people are doing. It's like, well, then that means God's endorsing it. No, it doesn't. It means the stupid people on this planet are endorsing it. And they're not paying attention to God, and they're not putting their trust in Christ. And so they're waiting. Now this all goes back to Q. I love this one. We are the plan. Where we go one, we go all. So people sit and they wait because there's a whole bunch of idiots out here that have worshipped Q, thinking Q is the new Messiah. So it's going to be pretty easy when they flip on Project Bluebeam and they try to show you an image of Christ. And people are going to be like, oh, he's returned. The lack of discernment is phenomenal. And the willingness to believe anything that's before people is phenomenal. Truth fits in the heart and your relationship with God through prayer. And when you trust in that relationship and build that relationship with God, you're not going to be fooled by this other. I said this the other night and I wasn't kidding. I don't care if aliens are true. I don't care if they land in my backyard. I don't care if you have some goofball organization called Galactic Federation that comes in and saves us or tries to. They're not God. And it makes no difference in the end of the day until we start to anchor ourselves through a relationship with Christ and get solid with that relationship to understand what that means. There is a purity in who we are. There is an unbelievable gift given with all of us that none of these others have. These Luciferians out here that are here, they are literally just, they believe they're gods. If we truly understand what it meant to walk within the body of Christ, they would bow even to us. But we're too easily brainwashed. There's not enough suspicion. There's too much willingness to run right to the first little bit of, quote, good news. Just like you saw in a test run of this, you saw it in Virginia. Big red wave. We won the governorship. You won nothing. This country won nothing. They just put another color person in doing the same thing. Instead of blue, he was red. And he's the same rhino, same part of the elite crowd. There's three pathways, as I've said. There's the pathway of the elite crazies. They're a bloodthirsty hunter group. There's a more moderate hunter group within this cult. For the sake of this conversation, we call one Democrat and one Republican. Just take a look at what's happening right now. How is it that so much of the Patriot movement is suddenly saying that, like, the future is Republican? I mean, listen to the talk. It's nuts. Where do you see a constant push of the future is with God? That's the real shift. That is the real shift. And the true fact about all things is when you spend time reading Scripture instead of delusionally dreaming what Scripture is, and you pray on Scripture and you connect through Scripture, you start to understand the true meaning of God. And notice I said start. There's so much foolishness out here. The one I love. Oh, how do you know the Bible wasn't manipulated? Read it. Spend time reading it. Spend time with it. Quit being the fool. So many couch quarterbacks out here trying to lead the way. There's no quarterbacks in this game except one. Our Lord Christ Jesus and through Christ to the Father. That's it. And for those who want to be skeptics and go, you're not on the right channel. Leave. I'm serious. Because this is a channel that we build very strictly on a true belief in God. I believe in the Scriptures. I spend time in them, reading them. I open my heart to what they mean. I believe in the statement that as you read the Bible, you begin to read the Bible. In the end, the Bible reads you. If that's a problem with somebody, leave the channel. I don't want you here. Right now is a time more than ever that we have to anchor down into our deep faith and worship in God. It is a place where we find the strength. It is a place where we find the truth. And the truth sets you free. Very simple. Of all the things going on in the world, the main target of this war are people of Christian faith. That should tell you everything. Look across the globe. If we look at China, we'll take three groups that are being targeted because they're protesting. There's the Uyghurs, there's Falun Gong, and there's the Christians. So that's China. But now I want you to look broadly at every sect, every country across the world, and you tell me the one sect, the one, not sect, but the one group of people that are constantly being besieged, including our country. And who are they? They are Christians. Why? Because somebody didn't tell you the truth in the Bible? No, because Christians understand the truth and the relationship to God and who they truly are. Every other faith is in one way or another being manipulated by the elites. One faith is they're trying to eradicate. Why? Because the truth sits within the Christian community. That relationship is that they understand that the true power of the relationship, the sacrifice of Christ Jesus, is something truly profound. That it truly awakens the soul to understand that through Christ we are set for life. When we accept Christ, we have life. Again, Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Profound statement. It just at a certain point, it gets very frustrating when we deal with what's going on out here, because events affect us emotionally. Events of headlines maximize that emotion. And then we forget to do the one thing, which is to turn to God. Too often, not all of us, but too often. Let me read this. This is Philippians 4, starting at 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Now that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry. Both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. The profound place that we walk as Christians is that we accept where we are as a station of where God wants us, and as we trust in God, we truly find the prosperity that follows. Philippians is a great book to read. It's an amazing story of Paul doing just that. In the worst of moments, God literally opens up doors as he finds his way through things and finds what he needs, both in prosperity and in humble means. Those are there. And that's the path that God provides us. So we, right now, more than ever, have to lead those that are wandering. In this time of chaos, what people tend to do when they're weak of faith is they will say things, they'll question, like, I don't know, what if the Bible is manipulated? What if God is not real? Okay. I mean, what if the moon turned to cheese tomorrow? I don't know what to tell you. But one thing that doesn't ever change for me is my faith. It's solid. It's not something that's on the chopping block to be questioned. That sort of weakness is because people are being surrounded, in my opinion, people are being surrounded by this other chaos and this other influences. This influences of all this nonsense. Remember, I told you, and I hope people were paying attention to it because it was unbelievable to me. Astroworld happens the next day as the Astroworld event opens up with the fact it was a sacrifice. All of a sudden, it's like mass craziness on your feeds about the space aliens and the UFOs and the Galactic Empire and the Palladians and all this other garbage, star seeds, whatever the heck they are. And there's even this really interesting feed that's going on right now in YouTube where they're talking about how people that have faith are too rigid for the future. that they're trying to say that, like, you must handle them differently because they're not, their faith is too restrictive to understand what the two true blessings you have within us. That's straight out of the textbook of Agenda 2030, just so I can tell you, right out of there. Again, who is being assaulted? It's always the Christians, more than any other faith across the globe. Where do you hear the persecution of the Muslims? I'll wait. Where do you hear the persecution of Buddhists? I'll wait. Where do you hear the persecution of Taoists? I'll wait. You see, it's not there. I mean, every one of those faiths in Islam, they buy their way to heaven. In Buddhism, you just keep praying and keep reincarnating and get recycled in the dishwasher until apparently you become a god. In Hinduism, you have to, I think you start as a weed and then you grow up to be some enlightened guru and then I don't know what happens. But it takes a while because you got to go through generations. You got to start as a weed and then I think you go to a cow or cow poo or something and then you go to an untouchable. I don't know. It's insane. That's where all your fragmentation is. Our faith is a powerful thing. And right now we need it more than ever. And really, I will tell you, if we took, and I think there's this many solid in the States, I think if we took 30 million true believers in this country, and we all said, hey, guess what? We're not going to pay any more attention to news. We're not going to pay any more attention to anything other than God. And we're going to live our lives according to God, and we're going to find a way to find each other. We're going to trust in God to connect us, and we're just going to put our faith there, and we're going to live with connected through each other and turn the rest of this world off. This system would begin to fall apart quickly. It's rancid, and we all feel it. We're living in this rancid system, and we're like, I don't even want to deal with it anymore. God has us here for a reason, and part of that is also to shake us and waken us to the power of who we are, to give us that beauty, that amazing touch with Him. And as we reach into Father and we truly understand His love for us, it's beyond anything we could ever imagine. And it's this profound love. And part of what it just feels like we're having to do too often is we're having to scale up a shale wall and its rocks are crumbling around us and we're getting dirty and we're missing the fact that the trail we need to be on is like 3 feet to our left or to our right. And it's easy. It's got steps we can climb, but we make it the most difficult way possible. And we keep scrambling, and then we get through like no fingernails and we're bleeding at the end of our fingers. We're like, oh, we made it to the right level. And we look over and it's like, wait a minute, where'd those stairs come from? They've been there the whole time. What was the difference? One, we tried to do something. The other way, we trust in God. So, Patriots, I just put this out to you tonight. There is an event that happened that needed our prayers, and we begin with that. That's Waukesha. There's a lot of narrative out here right now about what is real and what's not. I don't know, and I don't know if we're going to be able to discern it. From the standpoint of that, don't accept anything for face value. Pray for the victims of this and either dig hard and look, but whatever you do, keep an open mind to what you find. But the only place we're only truly going to find truth is through Christ to the Father. That's the only truth. That's the only line of truth. And in the end of the day, if we pray for those families in Waukesha and we're truly giving our prayers for their healing, what more do we need to do? And the answer is probably just more prayers, not more reading about headlines and not more watching of graphic videos of people getting run over by another one of the 20 angles that are out there right now of getting people smashed to bits by a vehicle. But we're programmed to seek out that versus the first thing we should be doing is on our knees praying and asking for the saving and the forgiving of those souls. That's what we should be doing. We need to get our order right. We need to put our trust in the Lord. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord. And we need to be aware of what we are, where we, why we are here. It's not to play media games. And I think that's a question that's always worth asking. Lord, what do you want of me here today? It's an important one. And when we hear Father's heart, we start to understand what he intends for us the most. And it's beautiful. And we're beautiful because we're an image of him. He didn't sacrifice his son because it was a good thing to do or because it was the thing the latest fancy of the week. He sacrificed his only son because he had such amazing trust and belief in who we were as the creations of what he made. And though we are a long ways from where we should be, he nonetheless is there with us with everlasting love to bring us home. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in these times right now, we find a lot of hearts that are beginning to question. They are looking to question so many ways the wrong places. Easily misled, easily led astray, easily guided off cliffs. When in fact, the most powerful place anybody could be is where we are right here, right now, simply opening our hearts to Christ Jesus and to you, Father. Lord Jesus, we ask that this moment you come and sit with us. Be with us. Touch our hearts and heal with us. Let the blood of Christ touch every one of us and unite this fellowship in such an amazing way that we truly are re-energized into the true love and glory that Father has for us. Walk with us, Jesus. Stay with us in these days. Let us build that relationship with you in ways that we've never imagined. Let us humble ourselves before you. Let us trust in you. Let us be healed by you. And through you, let us touch and be there with Father as we should be. We seek only to be the perfection that you wished us to be in all the mistakes that we make. And all the sins that we do. But let us grow, let us see, and let us learn. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. It's not hard. And yet it's the most difficult thing we've ever done. I don't exclude myself ever when I say these things. So please understand that. You know, it's like, the easiest thing is like, what are you going to do? I'm going to walk with Jesus today. Okay, cool. No, I mean, that's like huge, right? Because it's such an amazingly challenging and beautiful walk. So as I close this evening, I just want to thank all of you for the amazing fellowship that we have all built here and we continue to build. Because right now, it's such a powerful time that we have to hold steady and fast. We have to support one another. We have to build the bridges with one another. And we have to endure some very, very painful times. We have to endure literally watching humanity commit suicide. And there's no other way to put it. And as much as we've tried and we try, we watch this happen. Unfortunately, that falls into the category of tough love because it's not that we cease to love them, it's that we have to let them go. And they have to take whatever happens because they're making a choice to walk away from something most precious, which is life. Life that was given on the cross. But again, we have this fellowship and let us build this fellowship and make it stronger and greater and bigger than we've ever imagined. Because it's through this fellowship that we truly rock and change the world. It's through this fellowship that we bring the light of the Lord into this world and we shake this darkness so it can never be in darkness again. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Our prayers are just so incredibly important. To spend that time each day in prayer with the Father. To bring Christ into our daily walk. To trust in Him like no other. God is with us. He's not going to forsake us. Christ walks with us if we so ask and choose. We're in the body of Christ. Let us trust in that. Let us truly trust in that. And that means making those hard choices, not for me, not for the me, but for the greater glory of God. And when we do that and we truly step into that and we let go of our anxieties and our fears and our resistance and our anger and our hatred, we walk in a different place where none of this other stuff affects us. What we're truly here to do is to extend that higher level of love, that higher frequency of love, that agape love. And what an amazing place that is. And when we get little glimpses of it, I really say it's like the most addictive thing ever. You want more of it. And it's hard. Because in the end, we're human. And God knows that. And yet He still loves us like never imagined by anything else. It's just incredible. It's there more and more and more. Let us just strive to find it and reach it and achieve it. And feel it and experience it and live it more each day. Have a very blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow night for Bards FM. Until then, or until the next time, thank you. Good night. God bless. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through. Fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now. I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment. Been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to
I hold you close, deep in my bones. the tides out on the freeway, let it ease my mind. We run away sometimes when belonging becomes something to find.